ready to get naked?
Hi, I'm Kimberly Kane, and this is Naked Vibes. Welcome to the first show. To get this thing started, this episode is about what you can expect from the show, a little about who I am, and about why you should spend some time with me now and again. First off, what is Naked Vibes? One of the questions I've been asked is about whether anyone will actually be naked on this show. Well, yes. Naked in the sense of being open, authentic, and vulnerable. It could be you, a naked listener. I hope so. Allowing yourself to set aside preconceived notions in order to expand and grow, to be a beginner as you listen to the creative expressions of my guests. You never know when another person's perspective or experience could help you navigate the whitewater or stimulate a transformation in you. As far as anyone being unclothed, well, that's another matter, and we'll just leave it up to the imagination for now. My intention in creating the Naked Vibe Show is to stimulate you with provocative conversation, music, interviews with artists, innovators, world movers, lovemakers, and healers of all kinds, to provide education and entertainment as a means to stimulate you into the awareness and use of your excellence and what your unique expression means to the world. Occasionally, I'll do a Tune Your Vibe segment to provide intuitive spiritual guidance with tune-ups for increasing your intuitive awareness. Naked Vibes is here to remind you that we are spirits living in the material world, and that the connection between spirit, mind, and body is what we want to become ever more aware of if we're to live the kind of powerful, joyful lives we desire. Then, moving beyond the individual self to make our connection to each other and our earth a constantly present awareness. This level of consciousness is the way to lasting peace, both personally and collectively. So Naked Vibes exists to create the awareness of spirit as a palpable, normal, daily awareness, to make the connection to spirit a practical approach to daily living, not just some new agey niceties that most of us can't tap into, because we are living in a material world. It's all rock and roll, right? Life is exciting when we accept the unknown as a place of miracles just on the verge of occurring, and the present as a miracle in itself. I'll introduce myself to you more over time, but to give you a bit of insight into what ignites my passion for bringing you Naked Vibes, my background as an intuitive makes me keenly aware of the subtle, ever-changing energies around us. I connect with spirit in many ways, from prayer and meditation to the recognition of nature as a sanctuary for the soul. I find God in all places, and my interest is in the highest level of love and the ways that love manifests in us through our creativity, compassion, generosity, kindness, joy, and service to one another. I'm a certified high-performance coach through the High Performance Institute. My mentor and trainer is Brendon Burchard. If you don't know him yet, you owe it to yourself to check out his books like The Charged Life and his online courses and live seminars. It's all about living intentionally with clarity, courage, productivity, energy, and influence. And I'll be sharing more about those things throughout the course of this show. I'm also a Remo Drums Health Rhythms facilitator. I've used rhythm and drums as a powerful connection and communication tool to help my clients move from states of self-doubt and confusion into levels of courage and self-mastery. This tool has opened doors to both more intimate and fulfilling relationships, as well as job acquisitions and career changes that prove to be completely transformational for these clients. And I can attest to the fact that I use rhythm and drumming and dance for myself to help change energies when I need to pick myself up, when I need to find my own creativity. So we will definitely be delving into drumming and the use of rhythm and music as a healing force, as an energy-moving, life-changing force and power. I'm an author. My novel Heaven is about the nature of God as seen through the eyes of Eve, an exotic dancer. It's a story of healing the perceived separation between sexuality and spirituality. It's a bit edgy for some, but was designed to stir the pot, to get you thinking about whether your beliefs are your own or merely ideas that have been handed to you from family, friends, or culture without ever really determining if they're a fit for your own life purpose. You'll definitely be hearing more about the connection between sexuality and spirituality on this show. I'll probably do some readings from the book for you from time to time. My lifelong background as a singer, songwriter, performer, and producer connects me intimately to music, so it is the backbone of Naked Vibes. In addition to performing, I was a DJ for one of the premier rock stations in the U.S., KZEW-FM, The Zoo, in Dallas, Texas, and have also been behind the scenes with Omega Productions and Gemini Light Sound and Video, where I worked with artists from U2 and B.B. King to Oprah. I've worked with the Dallas Cowboys doing Game Day music production. I've had the privilege of performing shows with my sister, Kelly Brown, since we were kids. As Frankly Scarlet, we opened shows for David Bowie, Sarah McLachlan on Lilith Fair, along with Bonnie Raitt and Natalie Merchant, NRBQ, Lisa Loeb, Joe Walsh, to name a few. In more recent years, I've been a part of Kelly's musical entity, Local Honey, where guest performers regularly join us, like Kenny Withrow of Edie Brickell and New Bohemians, David Castell, producer for Blue October and Toadies, Reggie Roofer of Spot and Charlie Pride, Brian Wakeland of Polyphonic Spree and Tripping Daisy, and a whole lot more, many of whom I'll be interviewing on this show. And I know you'll love hearing their stories. I love being with other musicians and artists, so the Naked Vibe Show is a natural progression for me. Knowing how insightful, inspiring, provocative, and fun the stories and conversations can be, I'm excited about bringing you interviews with artists like these to entertain, enlighten, and elevate you in your own journey. As I said, performing music is a privilege. Music is one of the purest channels for the divine to communicate with us and through us. It's a universal language. That said, I want to introduce some music into the show right now. This is the title song from the soundtrack CD that comes with the novel Heaven.
Every man you see and everyone you feel in the bar.
That was heaven. I wrote it specifically to go along with the novel. It comes on a CD in the back of the hardback book, a compilation with songs from some of the artists I mentioned earlier, too. You can only get the whole CD as a bonus that comes with the book at KimberlyCane.com/heaven. Or you can also get the single on iTunes with the link posted in the show notes. Something that is really important for me to share with you is the why behind Naked Vibes. I've shared with you some of the what and some of my passions. And the big why is that I believe in the power of education. And I believe that people are educated best and in the most fun ways through entertaining means. And I want to provide education for those who might not otherwise have access to it. I was privileged and honored to have amazing teachers all throughout my school years. And then on to the University of Texas, which was an amazing gift that my parents gave to me. And that education, I wouldn't trade it for anything. So my degree in radio, TV, and film at UT Austin was just such an eye-opening experience too. It was a window to the world, and meeting so many people from diverse backgrounds really was life-changing. And I want to provide education for others who may not have the same kind of access that I did. I believe that education provides freedom to be everything that people are created to be. And it doesn't have to be a formal institutional education. Not everyone is cut out for that. There are so many amazing ways to become more educated. Like I said, as a certified high performance coach, going to the High Performance Institute and being trained by Brendon Burchard, that's another form of education that people may choose to embark upon a journey of entrepreneurship. So there are many forms of education, and I believe in people being able to take those paths so that they can be free to be everything they're created to be. Emma Lazarus, who wrote the sonnet that appears on the Statue of Liberty, also said this: until we are all free, none of us are free. And I really believe that once we feel the freedom in our consciousness, in our spirits, in our minds, in our bodies, that we have a responsibility to help others be free as well. So that is the big why for me, to help educate others and to help make education accessible to as many people as I can. Here in the early episodes of this podcast, to get it going, I'm going to include some archived recordings from an internet radio show that I did for a while, because there's some treats and fun interviews in those episodes that I think are worth sharing. They'll be edited in here. So listen on and you'll get a link for a free meditation download, plus some other goodies. This is an excerpt from a show that I did previously on prayer and meditation, the importance of that practice for centering your life, for living at your highest levels of excellence, and for just giving you some insights into how powerful this practice is. You'll also hear some conversation with Kevin Forrestman, who was with Illumnia Radio at that time, and some of his take on the novel Heaven, and some excerpts from the novel itself. The first thing I want to talk about is the purpose for meditation. One of the things that a lot of people know about is prayer. And I hear often that people pray and they say, nothing really happens, though I don't get any answers. I look at prayer as a way that we talk to God, and not necessarily something where you have to sit there and go into clasping hands and just talking to God. But I look at prayer as a way of being, a way of communicating with God. Meditation, I look at as a way of listening to God. And I truly believe that if we are to tap into our highest selves, our true spirits, our greatest level of intuition, that this is really not possible without engaging in meditation.
Meditation is a time to be quiet and to really tap into a consciousness that is higher than our own waking consciousness. And so many people say, I just have so much trouble meditating. And I really understand that. I've been there. And when I first started meditating years ago, it was difficult because I'm a very active person and I have an active mind. And I found it very difficult to sit still even for a few minutes without having a lot of thoughts come creeping in. And I think, oh yeah, wait, I was supposed to be meditating. This isn't working. And what I learned is that that's okay. The more that you relax into the idea that you're human and you have this mind that works, and we're living in a society that is very fast paced, that's just going to happen. So you don't beat yourself up about it. You just say, okay, I'm having a thought coming in and I forgot I was supposed to be meditating, and you just brush it off to the side and it's okay and come back to that quiet place. I also find that you can look at meditation from other perspectives. It's not always just about sitting and chanting om. It's also about walking. It's about being in nature. I call walking an active meditation. I also dance for meditation. I listen to music sometimes for meditation. But meditation, more than anything, is specifically a time to listen to that higher self, the God, the consciousness that we're all connected to. So with those things in mind, I'm going to do a chakra meditation with you. And if you're not familiar with chakras, chakra is a Sanskrit word which means spinning wheel. And I'll probably do another show specifically about that, because that's a very deep subject. But if you can picture your spine, the spine carries the energy in our bodies, where we have an electrical system, and that energy, that electricity, is carried through our bodies to our nerves up and down the spine, from our brains through the spine into all of our nerve centers. The chakras, if you can picture specific energy centers along the spine within the body, and they relate to different colors. So I'll be talking about colors there and the names of the chakras. So if you are well versed in this, then you'll know exactly what to do. If you're not, and this is the first time you've ever heard anything like this, don't worry about doing it right or not doing it right. There's not necessarily a right or wrong way. It's really more about practice and learning how to tap into it. And your first time, you may only be able to tap into just a little bit of it. That will be okay. Okay. Here's where, instead of doing the actual meditation for you in this podcast, I'm going to direct you to a download link. It's free, and I want you to make sure you're not driving when you listen. That's why I'm not including it here. Nobody needs you running up a curb because you're getting so relaxed while you're listening to me. Also, make sure you click on the link for the free video from my online course, Beyond Religion, How to Pray and Get Answers. That course is extremely helpful in moving you into understanding better how to pray and how to move into meditation and make this a part of your daily practice without feeling like you have to become a religious person to do this. It's been really helpful for people who already have a practice to deepen their practice, as well as people who've never practiced and have had some discomfort with that. So check it out. Check out the free video. And if you enjoy that one, then you can take a look at the rest of the course. I will tell you that I created that course during one of my most sorrowful and grievous times, during this last year when I lost my only daughter, and also had some other very difficult things happening in my family life. And I wondered, how do I get through this? All the materials that I reached to, the people who helped me, and the books that I read and the videos that I watched, the things that kept me uplifted during those darkest times, I wanted to create something to help others during their most difficult and challenging times. So those videos are really born out of my own
heartache and my own desire to lift myself back into a place of joy and to help others do the same. So I hope you'll take a look, especially if you're in that kind of place in your life or if you know someone else who is. So when you get time to download that meditation and indulge in it, I would highly suggest that as soon as you finish it, you turn on some music to wake you up, because I really believe in grounding our spiritual experiences into the body. So we really make it a part of our bodies, a part of our physical being, so that our physical and spiritual selves are not so separate, like is so often the case in our culture. In the original radio show from which I'm taking these excerpts, I was able to play more music because we had the rights to it, which I don't have for using in this podcast. But if I did, I would play for you the song that I used that day by the fabulous philosopher Pink, who says, "If God is a DJ, then life is a dance floor, and God wants you to shake your ass." Awesome. Do that.
Naked Vibes.
We'll be visiting with all kinds of fun, interesting people in the future and listening to great music. As the host and also the guest, you could say, today, I'm playing both of those roles. I'm getting my bearings a little bit with the show. And so I decided, in order to do that, get a handle on things and to introduce you to myself, it would be good to let you know about my novel. It's called Heaven. This novel also comes with a CD, and there are some great artists on the CD, and I'll be sharing some of that with you. I was talking with Kevin a little bit earlier, and he's just walked in. I'm going to turn his mic on and say hey to Kevin. You've seen the book, and
it's amazing.
You said it's out on loan right now, right?
Well, right. Yeah, we're working that out through barter. But, well, it's funny. We just got our board together and our governing bodies, because we govern our bodies, and all of our sponsors and everything. I do. We just got everyone together in a big room, and we just had a vote. I just rushed out of the meeting to come in and say, it's approved.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, and the UN said it's fine. It shouldn't disrupt anything more than things are already disrupted in the world. They're expecting a lot, earthquakes and stuff, that this book is going to deliver energetically. But we're ready for it, so yeah.
You know, this novel is about the nature of God as seen through the eyes of an exotic dancer. So if you were listening in the last hour and we did a chakra meditation, my thought is always in connecting the spirit with the body. And we live in this Western culture, and of course there, I'm sure, are people who will be listening in other parts of the world, and maybe this can teach them a little bit about the Western culture as well. So different cultures have different things going on, but here where we live in the States, and especially in the South, there has been for too long a time this disconnection of spirit from body, and a lot of that is due to religion, and I'm not against religion at all, but it's just that I don't believe that our Western religions have come into union with spirituality yet in a way where we are uniting our spirit with our bodies. And there's so many reasons for that. There are historical reasons for that, which I do go into some in the book, even though it is a fictional tale.
Mm-hmm.
But I just believe it's important that, if we connect with spirit and we stay out there so blissed out, and which you and I had talked about earlier, that's the reason that I played Pink after, doing this meditation, is that, you know, people can think about, oh, I'm so spiritual and I get, you know, blissed out and everything is perfectly peaceful. But then you walk out your front door and a car is honking and going, hey, I'm about to run over you, buddy. I mean, that's the real world. So we really have to be able to learn how to be balanced, to be able to move and flow easily between spirit and body and mind, and have these things in perspective. So that's a lot of what the book is about.
Like John Lennon, you know, in Watching the Wheels, life is what happens to you when you're busy making other plans. And you're thinking about all these good spiritual things, and then life is life. And it's not good or bad. It's just things happen. So, I mean, yeah. The other thing that reminds me of, I was having a conversation with another woman who is a host, Dr. Paula, talking to her about the Magdalena energy. And she was like, well, you know, there's been such masculine energy. To balance out our energies, there's all this feminine energy that's being released mm-hmm. and coming up and out to balance out. You know, the green movement, Mother Earth, is yes. about the feminine. There's a lot of that going on. And some of the Magdalena energy has been very repressed.
Mm-hmm.
And it just hasn't known what to do with itself. And now it's time that it's coming out. And your novel, in a really interesting way, kind of addresses that in terms of through a woman's eyes, and particularly through someone's eyes that has been through all the things and has a lifestyle and everything. But that's my lifestyle. I mean, I wasn't a stripper, thank God, for the world knowing, but I'm just saying.
Tell.
But, you know, I've known part of that world through just some of my past.
Yeah.
And what happens is you begin to have spiritual conversations with people, and it's amazing where it takes you. So the novel is just great. It's very real. It's not this lofty thing, but what it talks about are very lofty ideas. But it does it in a way, it reminds me of how Michael Beckwith in this spiritual liberation book, it's very spiritual, but it puts it, it's like, it's being told by an urban shaman.
Mm-hmm.
Your book has these great ideas and this wonderful philosophy, but it's being spoken to and described by a character that you can relate to.
Good.
That no matter what their background is, you know, you don't have to be a stripper to understand this book. But you don't have to be a minister to understand it either. It's very relatable in a very, very easy way. Finally, there's a book written about this concept of spirituality that the common person can really understand and get.
Well, I think, you know, I have a lot of friends who are ministers and therapists, and there are a lot of people in the healing arts. And one of the things that I've heard over and over again are stories about how many people seek therapy or seek counseling due to issues that they have in relation to, let's say that they struggle with how to be a sexual person in a spiritual world.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, these things go so naturally together.
Mm-hmm.
But religions in Western society have kept these things separate. So, you know, I've heard so many stories about people saying, you know, I just don't know what to do with that. I mean, what if I have, you know, what if I have this wild fantasy? Does that mean I'm not a good Christian?
Mm-hmm.
Or does that mean, that I, you know, haven't reached a level of being spiritually mature? No, it doesn't mean that at all.
Mm-hmm.
So there are so many different ways to look at this, but we just haven't looked at it in this culture too much. And it is starting to come out more and more, and there's so many great resources for it. And I want to look at it in a second chakra way, where this is creative energy. This is not just energy
exactly.
That's about procreation. This is about, the way that we move God's spirit into the world through our bodies. And it's a beautiful thing, and it's an exciting thing, and it's meant to be that way. So I want to talk about that a lot on this show and have other people who are tapping into those energies, because one of the things that has happened with this book that's starting to come back to me. I did actually a nationwide survey on this for about a year before I published it to find out, you know, who is the audience for this book? Is there even an audience? And what I learned was that there were so many people who needed sexual healing, so to speak. And I wish I had a Barry White tune that I could cue up right now, because that would be perfect. I have to remember that for next time. Because he is the master of sexual healing, you know. Can you give us like a Barry White voice or something right now?
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
Sexual healing.
Oh, that's it. Yeah. It's almost like he's right here in the studio.
That's what I do when I'm not here. I practice my Barry White
good.
In a very spiritual way.
Just in case someone asks you to call.
Because you never know.
And so you were ready. But yeah, I've had many people say, you know, one girl, in fact, an 18-year-old girl who said, you know, I grew up with a Bible-thumping mom, and really made me feel like all of my sexual thoughts and feelings, that I was a bad person and that I had to get rid of this. And she said, but the problem was that it just wouldn't go away. It kept coming back. Well, that's because it's natural. It's supposed to be there, and repressing it is going to make it come out in these aberrant ways, which we see all over the place,
well,
right?
I mean, nothing personal, not to insult anyone, but just an example. Look at the Catholic Church.
It's been trouble.
Look what's happening right now.
Yeah.
Not that those are good thoughts or good things or anything like that. Horrible things are done. But if when it's repressed and it's not allowed to come out in a constructive way, it can be that. For me, alcoholism, addiction, same thing. Mm-hmm. When things are repressed and you don't know, you don't want to feel things.
Right.
And let them out in a place where you can and just feel them and understand what's going on. It's just, it's horrible what happens to
people.
Well,
bottom line, it's going to come out.
It is.
It's going to come out one way or other, or another. And I feel like the best way for it to come out is in a healthy way. And that can only happen by talking about it and not even so much talking about it, but simply experiencing it in healthy ways. And so that's really what the novel Heaven is attempting to do, is offer a platform of experience to marry this sexual energy with spiritual energy. So,
well, I just want you to know, people who listen to this station here in the United States, in Canada, Australia, Iran, Manila, everywhere, all over the world, you have created something that inspires and is inspiring, and it's going to help people, male or female, help be themselves and have a different idea of things and be able to stand up and say, this is how I feel. This is what's happening to me. I can relate to this and I'm okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's wonderful in itself. And,
good.
And thank you for that. So I expect good things from the book. I think it's going to be amazing from this book and the other books you have in you. So thanks for bringing it here along with all your talents and everything. Thank you so much for that.
I thought that I would take some time to do a reading for you today, to read an excerpt from the book so that you can get an idea of the feel that's there. This is a book that talks about the nature of God as seen through the eyes of an exotic dancer, that exotic dancer being Eve, sort of symbolic of the archetypal Eve woman. Let's see. I think I'll not tell you anymore. I think I'll just launch into the reading and let you feel it instead, because we have plenty of time in future shows to talk about this book, and especially with those who have read it and have questions and comments. That's what's going to be really fun. So I'm going to do a reading for you. This is from Heaven, the novel, chapter 33, called Alan's Dance, Vulnerability. The music's gotta be right. I dig through my CD bag to find Tori Amos. Yes. Choir Girl Hotel. Let's see. Cut 7. Liquid Diamonds. That's what I am tonight. Slow, strong, sensual, feminine liquidity. I pour myself into my dress and quickly whip my hair atop my head into a sexy, coquettish fashion, leaving pieces to dangle alongside my face and down my neck.
"Damn, girl! You're dressed to the hilt. Who you trying to impress?"
says Jackie in her best black slang voice, hands on her hips and moving her neck sassily from side to side. "No one. I just felt like dressing up tonight." "Uh-huh." She doesn't even entertain my evasion as she spins around on one stiletto heel, stomps the other in mock argument, and prances off. I let out a good belly laugh, partly at her dramatics, partly at my own silliness and thinking I can fool any of these girls. I notice a couple of the other girls sitting at the dressing mirror primping themselves and giving me the raised eyebrow look that says they don't believe me for a minute. They all know the score. That's one thing about strippers. Most are brilliant students of human nature and could probably open up a pretty good psychology practice if they could get past their own insecurities. "Oh, hey, Jared," I call as I see him flitting past the backstage door.
"Yes, Miss Eve?"
I slip him 20 and ask if he'll take my CDs to Gage and make sure he plays cut number 7 on Choir Girl Hotel, then cut number 13 off Clannad for me. Also, tell him to say, "Presenting Miss Eve in a very special performance just for you." Can you remember that, Jared?
"Just for me?"
Jared looks thrilled at the idea that I would dedicate my performance to him. I smile at Jared's sweet compliment. "Well, I want Gage to say just for... Here, let me write it down for you and you can just hand him the note. How would that be?"
"That would be very good, Miss Eve."
I scribble the music selections along with my introduction on a piece of paper, underlining the words, "just for you," for emphasis, and hand it over to Jared. Thanks, baby, I say, giving him a kiss on the cheek. He bows his head and gives me a shy grin before taking off. One last look in the mirror.
It's all that,
calls Gina, one of the girls who had been giving me the raised eyebrow. I turn and smile at her, knowing it's the truth. I make my way back into the dark backstage hallway to await my introduction. ZZ Top's legs is coming to a close as a girl called Cheyenne bursts, naked and sweating, through the curtain with a wad of ones in her hands and tucked around her G-string. I grab a towel from the stand by the stage entrance and hand it to her. Thanks, she says, panting. I haven't caught her act yet, but it appears that she's worked hard out there. She's obviously a seasoned dancer, but still only around 24 years old, I'm guessing. She knows about working hard in order to make the money. Whew, good luck. It's a rowdy crowd tonight, she says. I hear the low drone of the drums that begin my song. I don't know how this slow, sultry song will go down following Cheyenne's rousing number. I'm reminded by Gage's announcement that it doesn't matter. This dance is about me and for Alan Green. Rowdy crowd be damned. Gage leads me straight up to the piano entry where I step out onto the stage, taking long, slow, confident strides across the stage to face Alan, who's sitting at the first table, stage right.
Surrender, then start your engines,
pouts Tori. I look directly into Alan's eyes. We're locked there for a long second, and I turn, slowly, to let him take in every angle. I flash to a brief conversation in which he asked me about my beliefs. Now is the time for me to be completely vulnerable to him. It is through my vulnerability that the immanent as well as the transcendent presence of the sacred feminine will be revealed. The music washes over me, and I become one with it, moving in fluid motion as Tori sings,
I guess I'm an underwater thing, I'm liquid running. There's a sea secret in me, it's plain to see, it is rising, but I must be flowing liquid diamonds, calling for my soul at the corners of the world.
I don't need any antics in my performance tonight. I feel the movement of the Holy Spirit within and around me, assuring me that I am perfectly acceptable and loved, just as I am. The love that God has for me and the love I have for myself will spill over into this audience and reach not only Alan Green, but into the darkest corners of this earthly place. In this moment, I am the embodiment of love itself. I am only partially aware of my movements as I reach up with my right hand to move the clip that holds my hair in place. My left hand takes hold of the center stage pole and I begin to twirl around it, the circular movement loosening my hair until it falls all around me like the soft, lapping motion of ocean waves. I let loose of the pole and allow the momentum of my circular travel to thrust me downstage. I come to a stop with my legs shoulder-width apart and my hands slowly caressing my body in an upward motion from my hips to my face and into the air above my head. I look to the heavens with eyes closed, the memory of erotic angel caresses overtaking my psyche. I am unzipping my gown, then stepping out of it with graceful ease. I open my eyes and walk deliberately, dragging the gown on the stage behind me toward Alan.
I must be flowing liquid diamonds.
I drop my gown into his lap. I am in my zone, but I am able to identify a very real feeling. I love him, and I am not ashamed. I stand before him, lingering, allowing him to see me, to see into me. The music segues from Tori to In a Lifetime from Clannad and Bono. Here I am, Alan. I am vulnerable. I am yours, if you want me. I pivot slowly, dramatically, enveloped by the music. Was it imagined? Was it just a play of light across his face? Or did I see tears in his eyes? Bono's passion and Mare's lovely fairy-like vocal entrance me with lyrics of rain, thunder, storm, and soul, and propel me into long, fluid movements around the stage. I can't recall details, but I know the remainder of my dance is pure sensuality and mystery. I know, because I can feel it, but also because I catch a surreal glimpse of hand movement and of things falling about the edges of the stage. The manifestation of mystery. I did not dance for money, yet it comes in bounty. To whom much is given, much is expected. Amen. I'm going to play another song for you now from the CD that comes with the novel Heaven. I asked a dear friend of mine and an absolutely amazing musical artist, Reginald Roofer, a couple of years ago to come up with a song that would fit for the feel of this book. And I told him the premise of the novel, and he just ran with it, as I knew he would, because he is so amazing at that. And I will be interviewing him at some point on this show, so I want you to be sure and look for that. Reggie is, he plays fiddle with Charlie Pride, and also plays in his own band with his brother Chad Roofer as the Ho Chi Minh, and they have been in various incarnations in the past as Spot and Mildred. But he is truly an amazing artist, and this is a song that you'll find on the Heaven CD by Reginald Roofer. It's called Him.
I don't think the Lord would mind my nakedness, my bump and grind. The pleasures of my body are as faith and hope and charity combined. Breathe deep, the scent of musk and sweat. My body isn't yours, and yet I will give you all that God can give. Give you all a God can give you whoever you will soon forget. And the will of our fathers is withered in the sun, and the songs of our mothers, the daughters know none, and the skin are our bones, as the will all its own, and my hymn to them all is this dance I do alone. The serpent on my back is due with somersaults and pirouettes. No, it isn't after you. It only wants what nature gets. A need to sleep, a dream, and not a knowledge of all else that crawls. That breathes, it frets, it breaks, forgets, it gives and eats, hungers fall. In another sense, I see the serpent rising up for me. The coming of the unity. Truth and femininity, and the trimmings of my trio wrapped around your neck or on the floor. But if you think you've seen it all, there's more, my brother, so much more. this dance I do alone. And my hymn to them all is this dance I do alone. Oh, my hymn to them all is my dance I do alone, 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 alone.
That was Reginald Roofer and Him. You can find that song on the CD that comes with the novel Heaven at heaventhenovel.com. You can also find a different version of that on his website on MySpace. Look for Hochuman Roofer Brothers. That's R-U-E-F-F-E-R. And the album is called Tierra del Gato by the Hochuman. So this is a special version of it that you can't find anywhere else right now that only comes with the CD with the novel Heaven. So I would love for you to check that out. And I want to thank you so much for listening today and for allowing me to share my energy with you. I have absolutely had a blast.